Hey, did you know when you became a Christian, God forgave every sin of your whole lifetime?
He did?
Uh-huh. Not just the past sins and present sins, but even the future sins.
Wait a minute, dude. You're telling me I'm forgiven for things I haven't even done?
Yep.
Whoa, heavy concept. Hey, that means I can go out and do whatever I want.
Now, hold on just a second. I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. All my future sins are forgiven. Time to party!
Hey, wait, come back! You know, there's a lot more to it than that, as you'll hear on today's edition of Grace Walk. A lot of new Christians are like my surfer friend. They think, well, since even my future sins are forgiven, why can't I just go back to that lifestyle that I had before I became a Christian? Well, as author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh points out, that's not a new question.
When the Apostle Paul taught complete forgiveness by God's grace, people asked the same question, and he responded in Romans 6 saying, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?" You see, the truth is, when we received Jesus Christ, the old person we were who loved to sin was put to death with Christ at the cross. And now we have a new nature, and it is a nature that desires to live a life that glorifies God. Your sins are forgiven if you're a believer. So now you can just relax and enjoy life.
For more information about the new you, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for a copy of Dr. Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Who You Are in Christ. You'll see yourself through God's eyes and start living the way He wants you to. That's 1-800-GRACE-11 or make your request online at www.gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.